Welcome, everybody, to the Useless Wisdom Podcast, home of Brian Shrout, your host, rated 5.3 stars on MasterDebater.com. Today, we are joined by my beautiful co-host, Jamie, who we still haven't concluded is an NPC.
First off, I wanted to say that August 27th is when the rapture happened. It's already came and passed. And if any of you, you know, don't know what I'm talking about, it was complete bullshit, so it's all right, but I'm gonna go ahead and explain it anyway. Apparently, on August 27th, the rapture was supposed to happen, right? I follow a lot of conspiracy pages, so let's first get that out of the way. Anyway, so yeah, second coming of Jesus came and went, and apparently, the reason that the government was releasing all this, UFO videos and information and like leaking, you know, information about unidentified flying objects was so that they can go ahead and, you know, pique people's interest there and keep it in the back of people's minds so that when August 27th rolled around and the rapture happened and all these, you know, good Christian Bible thumpers got lifted up into heaven, into the clouds, the disappearances wouldn't be so sporadic, I guess, because, you know, they can just blame it on UFO abductions, alien abductions. Why do you look like that?
Because that's not even close to, like, what August 27th was.
That's what they said, Jamie. I watched like four different videos on people explaining that was exactly what August 27th was. So what was August 27th, huh?
It was really just like a good omen day. Like it was a good luck day.
That's not what I saw.
Yeah, you watched four videos and now you're a fucking expert.
No, I didn't believe in it to begin with it. To begin with it, Jamie, I didn't believe in it.
So why didn't you throw out any of the other ideas?
Because I didn't hear any other ones. I'm just now hearing about this good omen day.
I told you about it multiple
times. I don't read my own horoscope.
Okay, but you throw out the rapture and the second coming of Jesus. But you're not religious.
It already happened.
Okay, whatever.
Now I want to hear what other things did people say? And you were way too close to the mic there. Holy crap. Anyway, what else happened on August 27th? Or what is something, other things that were supposed to happen. Because that's the only thing that I heard.
It wasn't supposed to be like a specific thing was happening that day. It was just like a good omen day. So good things were supposed to come from that day.
Okay. You can get a little bit closer to the mic. But there you go, boy. All right. Well, other than that, August 27th alien abduction shit. This next part is going to be very difficult to comprehend. Okay. I'm probably going to have to break it down into a couple parts.
All Every right? time I hear you say that, I have never wanted death more in my life.
Well, it's a series of questions that I need to ask you to gauge where you're at.
Still, this is going to result in you explaining something to me that I don't need explained. And you're going to continue even though you can tell that I don't need it explained because you think it's funny.
My name is Brian Shrout, and I'm the host of the podcast.
Actually, I'm
the host. And I have Jamie Schaefer here with me today, who is not the host of the podcast.
I'm the host of the podcast.
Back to what we were saying, though. Do you actually think that we are these, you know, meaty, life-filled flesh suits? Or do you agree that we're something more?
Brian, that's a very, like, loaded question. It's very clear what answer you want out of that.
I already know what's coming next after this.
I know.
It doesn't matter how you answer, Jamie. I care less on how you answer.
Then why ask the question?
Not just... So? Do you? What's going on?
I don't like talking to you. We're more than just this being, like this flesh being. We're just like a suit that harbors like a higher intelligence.
Well, I'm glad you say that, because it just so happens that the next thing here is, do you think that we are, let's say, five-dimensional beings who are just observing? And I really don't know how to say it other than saying, like, we're a shadow observing this being here. So if you'd imagine The Sims, and you can tell them to go do something and then they go do it.
Okay. Right?
5D shadow would be the person up here
playing The Sims.
Playing The Sims.
Okay. But like,
so we're God. I don't know. What were you saying?
But in this instance, are we just like the 5D shadow controlling one person rather than all of the people in the game?
Okay, so there are a lot of different theories, Jamie. There's a bunch of theories. All right. I guess matters just on what you believe, because you could say, oh, we are a singular consciousness observing a singular body. Everything else around us, we are imagining into existence. Like, I've never been to California, but I know of California. New Orleans is fake because I've never heard anybody other than like House of the Rising Sun say something about New Orleans. You know what I'm saying?
When you talk, I can't deal with you. Did you snort Adderall today?
I'm really trying, Jamie. Okay? What do you believe?
You muddled down the question so far, I don't even know what you asked me.
All right. So, do you think that we are higher beings
controlling one singular body?
Yeah. Out of a lot of the theories that you've heard, read into, what do you think?
I think that we're, like, I don't know about, like, a higher being, because we're, like, here controlling a flesh suit in the first person. It's not like The Sims where you're up out and, like, you know, in an observing third person kind of thing where you're watching this flesh suit do what you tell it to. Your first person view of this suit, and you have direct control of the suit. So, and you clearly don't have control out of others. So it's not one being controlling multiple players. It's just one being controlling one suit in the first person.
Okay, so out of that, do NPCs spawn in when we get close to them, when we talk to them? Do you believe in the NPC thing? Are we just a single person here?
Well, I think we're just like, are you talking like, are we just like the single person? Like, we're the only people that, we're the only person that actually exists in this, and everybody else is an NPC, or is it just like...
I don't think that it necessarily matters whether you think that you yourself is the only one, or if you think that there are multiple people, but most people are NPC gray people.
gray people. I don't know. I think that there are definitely... Like, you've heard of, like, the be the main character in your own life thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you are your main character whether you like it or not, because your life, your existence is, like, the main character or the main protagonist or whatever in your storyline, and everybody else is just a side character to your life.
Yeah.
So, I think, and, you know, some people play more influential roles in your life than others do. So the people that are like constantly around, like your childhood friend that's still around even after you graduate high school, or like you in my case, you know, we met in middle school and you're still here and I'm in college and, you know, we're older now. You're a side character, but you're not like a, you know, a minor part side character where like...
Am I Preston Garvey?
No, because I think... No, because...
He's pretty prevalent.
Listen, if I had an...
My Paladin Dance.
Listen, if I had the option to have you as a companion, I would pick literally anybody else. All right. I would pick Zuko as my companion. All right. Let's just get that out of the way.
I don't know if I want to keep talking on this podcast. I think we're going to end it here, actually.
Your paladin dance, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, that makes me feel better.
Okay, but like, you know how you have the NPCs that are like in the settlements, they just say the same shit over and over. You see them like once and there's like a million of them.
Yeah.
That would be like the equivalent of somebody that you see once like at a gas station or a coffee shop and then you never see them again.
So are they NPCs or are they also their own main character?
You don't know, because you don't know if somebody actually exists outside of your own existence, because you can't like switch or know for sure if someone is like an NPC or not.
Now, here's another thing. Do you think that everybody to an extent is an NPC or a gray person? Because, and I'm saying this because everybody has moments that, driving is very easily explained, but you know, you're driving, all of a sudden you're
home.
You zone
out. Yeah, you zone out.
You know, you zone out. In those instances, you're an NPC, right?
I don't know about that, because that's easily explained. Something that you do every day, your brain doesn't think that it's relevant enough information to store it.
We went grocery shopping. I don't remember half of it. Okay, I was an NPC for half of it.
Okay, but
because
you were...
it's just whatever was programmed in my head to do, I was automatically going through the motions.
Okay, but you say that, and then you also tell me that you don't remember anything before age 13. So you were an NPC until you were 13 years old.
I had
old.
A bad uncle.
You don't... Okay. Okay. Anyway, you don't know. And I don't think that you can actively switch between being like an NPC and a main character, because that doesn't happen. That doesn't really make any sense. Like, why would you like lose your sense of self and your self-identification or whatever for a few moments and then come back and be your main character again?
I can't explain it, Jamie. I'm just saying, like...
No, but I'm just saying, like...
You can... Okay, let's say... You said... taking it pretty far back here. You said that... you know, you're the main character, you're controlling this body. However, when you meditate, you can talk to your inner self who isn't controlling your body. So is that really your inner self, or is that the shadow that is observing? Like, are you the shadow that is observing, but you're experiencing everything that this flesh suit is experiencing? That's what I'm saying.
Well, obviously the flesh suit and the shadow
are experiencing the same thing.
They are experiencing the same thing. They are essentially the same thing. But when you look deeper into it, they are separate beings, because you have this person in here, your internal thoughts, whatever. And then you have the external part that you show to other people and that kind of thing. But I think when you're meditating, you're not just like talking to a deeper sense of yourself. You're talking to yourself, that inner person, in depth. Because when you're in those moments, you're not controlling the flesh suit, so you don't have to exert energy to control that flesh suit. You're rerouting all of your energy talking to your inner self rather than splitting it 50-50 between your suit and your inner consciousness.
Okay, that makes sense. But okay, well, another theory is living in a simulation. Okay, so what I'm thinking, okay, this is my theory that I've pieced together, okay? We, as a race, have evolved to a point of advanced energy, I guess, evolving to a point that we are nothing but an all-knowing floating ball of energy, since we know everything already that there is to know, that it's boring. So I guess let's say that we look at everything and everything with no motion, no emotion attached, and a purely logical standpoint. So again, that's boring. We send ourselves into a simulation as a vacation of as a vacation of sorts, so that we can experience emotions, decision making, things like that.
Okay, but then how do you explain people like yourself who lack emotional intelligence and can't really understand or feel emotions? Like, how do you explain the range of emotions then that people feel? Because the difference between you and I are completely different. Like, you lack the understanding of emotions, and yet I feel them so greatly I take on other people's.
Have you ever played a game that you start playing and you don't get to customize your character at all?
Yeah.
Let's say the simulation's like that.
Okay, but you can't prove at all that this is a simulation.
You're right. And something that you'd have a hard time trying to explain away, if you even tried to explain it away to begin with, was our finding of the God particle, right? Why would the God particle be in a simulation? The God particle is being able to take light or energy or whatever else and transform that into matter. Just that atom, that God particle, whatever, turning stuff into matter, turning light into matter.
Okay, but like, also,
I was just going to say, we didn't find it for very long. It was like 0.03 nanoseconds or whatever.
That's enough to prove its existence at some point. But like, so in a simulation theory, are we just like pre-downloaded into a world where we have like an expansive history? We can explain how the universe came to be and how we evolved into this suit from, you know, bacteria when life first started on this planet. Like, how do we, like, so is it just like pre-downloaded with all of that, or did we just make that shit up for fun in the game?
All right, this is another thing that it would be hard to prove or even explain, because you don't know whether or not this is a game that was made by this developer over here, and everybody gets put into it, right? And it has like timeline. It has a timeline. So wherever you get placed into the timeline is where you can't go backwards. You can only go forwards, right? You don't know if it's like that or they put you into a machine and then everything in your head just making it all up around you. It's the same thing, just like what we were talking about earlier. Come a full circle.
Okay.
Where do you fall within all this?
Do I believe
in this, any of it?
I don't think so. I'm more of a person that believes it when there's direct proof of it. That's kind of part of the reason why I don't believe in any religion, because there isn't like solid proof like, yeah, this exists.
I would say that we're both pretty close to Buddhist.
I'm just straight up atheist.
I would say that we're both pretty close to Buddhist,
you
Amy.
You cannot assign a religion to me. You are
your
not
your parents
me.
Did.
Yeah, and I'm not following that anymore.
Yep.
I'm my own person, and I can decide what I am, and I say that I'm atheist.
But you've said before.
I said that it's interesting, and that if I did decide to follow a religion, that would probably be it. But I have not done any of the research, haven't, like, other than meditating, but, like, people who aren't Buddhists meditate.
Yeah.
So, like, I haven't practiced that at all or looked into it, so okay. I still consider myself atheist.
So as an atheist, you believe there is nothing?
Yeah.
So you don't believe that we are, I mean, at the beginning you said that you believed in like higher consciousness. So is that not something?
Atheist is like you don't believe in a higher power, as in like a God snapped his fingers and created us.
Yeah. Okay. I can get behind that.
We're here for a reason, but it wasn't a divine reason. We're here because of like, you know, evolution and all that shit. And then when we die, it just lights out. We die. There's no afterlife, all that bullshit.
Where did the Buddhism, you know, come in with the, we looked it up, like reincarnation. Is that like you keep on getting reincarnated till you're a better person? Is that what it was?
You get reincarnated into different things.
Depending on how good of a person you are.
Right? Depending on how good of a person you are, but each time you get reincarnated, your main goal is to reach nirvana,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, you get through meditations, you get in meditation, and you get to a, like, sense of self where you can, like, let go of worldly possessions because you know that you are not bound to this earth permanently, and then you can ascend into nirvana and you don't get reincarnated anymore. That's like their version of heaven.
That is probably the closest. I don't, you know, believe in a lot of that stuff that they believe in, but I'd say that that is the closest thing.
Like you're on this earth for a purpose, and the purpose is to learn that you are not meant to be here forever.
Do we know of a religion that doesn't give somebody purpose? Is that not the point in religion? Purpose and comfort?
I mean, that's more or less what it is, but I mean, some consider atheism a religion.
But that doesn't give you purpose.
Ah, okay. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, I can get behind that. Something else that I wanted to talk about was I think that it takes way too long for people to stop being so self-critical.
Are you firing shots at me right now?
No. People are just really hard on themselves because they don't realize that every single person on this earth cares for nothing but themselves. Okay? And it's really hard to look at it like that. Your mom loves you. Once you learn that you won't feel so awkward in situations or in public, like being worried about doing something wrong or, you know, saying the wrong thing.
Yeah, you're whatever. Definitely shooting at me right now.
I'm not shooting at you, but I'm just thinking, like, in high school, if I knew that, I would have had a lot better high school experience.
Okay, but I don't care what people think. It was very clear that I didn't care what people thought in high school.
You're really?
Brian, I dressed however I wanted. I act however I wanted until I met you.
But I still don't. You still took a lot of you really cared about what other people said. You can't say that you didn't.
Why do you say that?
Even I don't care attitude, it doesn't take up for caring what other people thought. Like,
I don't give a shit. They can think whatever they
want.
Did
you feel awkward in social situations?
Yeah, but that's not because I care what people think. It's because, like,
I
have
to do the wrong thing.
No, it's because I have a crushing anxiety when talking to other people.
Why?
Because I don't know, Brian. It's like a literal reaction in my body, and I cannot control that. It's not a voluntary thing where I'm like, oh shit, I shouldn't say this, or people are not gonna like me. I don't give a shit.
Okay, well, we've talked about this earlier, and it was actually when I was telling you about when you go into the guy's bathroom, there is no holding back.
That startles me. Why do you guys have no self-control in the bathroom?
Stalls are full. You're washing your hands, and, you know, while those in the stalls are having a beatbox shitting contest with each other. Okay? But you said that in the girls' bathroom, you have to try not to shit because you're afraid of other girls telling people that they heard you shitting.
No, I am just like, okay, you go from the comfort from like shitting in your own home when you know nobody is gonna barge in there and or see you shitting. That's a lot different than going to a public bathroom where the doors don't even provide enough coverage where you can't make eye contact with someone when you're literally shitting or, you know, farting so loud that it cracks the mirrors. Like, there's a big difference there.
It's
it just makes me uncomfortable.
Like, yeah, caring what other people thought.
No, it just makes me uncomfortable shitting in the same room that somebody is in. I don't want you in the bathroom when I'm shitting here.
But you let the animals in there, and you leave the door open a lot of the time. So, I mean, I understand why you leave the door open some of the time, because you don't want to be sitting in there with that smell. I mean, those fans don't work on the top there. Those vent fans.
When I turn those fans on, I'm afraid spiders are going to fall out, and then I'm going to have to run.
They don't turn.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to make a noise and scare the spooters out, and then I'm going to have to run through the house with my pants around my ankles. What do you think is the best method to shitting in public? Like, do you think that it's just best to go loud and proud and not care if a fire alarm is going off? Or is it best to wait until everybody clears out so you can have a peaceful shit without worrying about someone coming in and making eye contact with you through the doors?
Well, obviously, when it came to shitting, I didn't care, Jamie. There was multiple times in high school that I was taking a shit and the fire alarm started going off and everyone was exiting the building. And I'm like, fuck this. Ain't doing it.
I know, because I texted you because your class lined up next to mine. I was like, where are you at? And you had messaged me back, oh, I'm in the locker room shitting. Like, okay, the school's maybe on fire and you're still in there shitting.
Well, that's what I was talking to you earlier about. How, like, why is there even a fire drill and we have to practice it when there is no wood in the school other than the CTE wing that has wood in it? Because everything else, the floors, concrete, the walls, cinder block with paint on it.
I mean, I don't know. And I don't think anybody would care if the CTE wing just went up in flames. Like, those kids, they're fine, okay? But I don't. After you graduated, I think it was last year, the school actually had a fire in there. And they cleared us out and made us stand in the parking lot for an hour and a half and then decided that we needed to go home because it filled the entire building up with smoke. So I don't think
what caught on fire?
Some kid put a fucking mac and cheese cup in the microwave without water in it, and it caught the whole microwave on fire.
So it was just a microwave and they sent you guys home?
Yeah, because it filled up like the entire wing with smoke and you couldn't go back there.
How do you not catch that? How do you not understand? Like, this is on fire. There's smoke coming from it. I should probably, you know, shut the microwave off.
They were scared to touch the microwave because the entire inside of the microwave was on fire. It was one of those shitty ones that you saw. It. Remember the one that they had in the teacher's lounge where, like, the outside of it, it was like your mom's. Except the outside of it was, like, wood paneling. So, like, the entire inside caught on fire, and then it started spreading outside because they did try to open it.
I use gasoline to try to start a fire, and it just puts it out. So how the fuck does that catch the school on fire? I don't understand.
It didn't catch the school on fire. It caught the microwave on fire because it was an old shitty microwave that they never cleaned, and it was covered in grease. And they cleared us out because it filled that wing with smoke, and it was a hazard for us to breathe in, so they may us go home. But they're also not very intelligent. That school is literally the worst.
We thank you all for watching today, or listening today.
I said that it's not ending until I said...
Yeah, you're not doing the editing. You don't know that the video is already off, because, you know, the camera can only record for 30 minutes at a time. All right? So we thank you all for watching today, and we will see you in the next episode. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to share with your friends. I don't know if this is good enough to share with your friends. Tell you what, we have a Clips channel. So go over and share the clips from the Clips channel with your friends, because they're probably not going to listen to an hour-long podcast. But don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. We'll see you guys in the next one. Thanks for watching. Peace.